This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. All you have to do, dial in toll-free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
All right, so don't forget you can join us on the phone lines. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com, where you'll find a whole lot of features. We give them away. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their websites. So go to freetalklive.com, get interactive. You can actually submit to us, submit to the website, the stuff that you would like to hear talked about on the air, or stuff that you just think would be cool to see on our website, because essentially it's an aggregator of all the things that collectively our listeners feel is interesting or cool or fun or whatever. As you look at the front page of freetalklive.com, there's numbered items. As you go down the page, those numbers are votes. And your vote actually makes a difference on freetalklive.com. Your vote could be the deciding vote as to whether or not an article makes it to the front page of the site or not. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. So, by the way, Mark, thanks for, I guess Daryl Perry was in with you on Saturday night. Thank you for sitting in as I went to New York City for a rave party in Queens, which was a lot of fun.
Did you have a good time?
I did, yeah. And it was great. We had a good crew come out from Keene to go out there. In fact, interesting news in Keene today, if you go to freekeene.com, today was Chalk the Police Day. It was a nationwide event that began here in New Hampshire last year when folks were arrested in Manchester. Approximately 8 people were arrested in Manchester for chalking outside of the police station in Manchester. Now, some people were chalking on the walls of the police station, but not all 8 people were chalking on the walls. So they arrested a couple guys for chalking on the walls, and then they just arrested everybody else that they could get their hands on because they knew they could get away with it.
Some people videotaping the incident, that kind of thing.
Yeah. And our friend, in fact, one young lady, Kate, who is one of the bloggers over at LadiesInKeene.com,
wasn't even there when it happened, right?
Right. She wasn't even around for the incident. She had shown up later after hearing that she'd gotten a text message from somebody saying, hey, you know, your boyfriend just got arrested, Ademo, who is still in jail. And he is in jail, was originally in jail on these charges, the chalking charges. He is not going to get out for another week and a half.
And they didn't give him a trial on this. They scammed him on the trial. So
they were supposed to give him a jury trial. He absolutely wanted the jury trial. He'd already been through the bench trial with just the judge, and he appealed to a jury level because in New Hampshire, if it's a Class A misdemeanor, you may appeal to a jury. He did that. They sent him the notice of the trial date or the pretrial hearing date. They sent that notice to a house that does not exist in a city that does not have the road on which to which it was sent. And,
also,
and he had the proof that they did this, because he checked with their files, and he found that, indeed, they had received the letter back, the one that they had sent out, had placed it into his file. So they had the original envelope and the original letter that had sent out. Not like it got lost in the mail or something like that. So they knew it was undeliverable. And inside the envelope was a letter addressed to his correct address.
So they put it in an envelope, unlike they usually send them out, because usually they print the proper address, they print the address on the piece of paper, fold it in such a way that it goes through a window in the envelope. Mm. This was a plain envelope that did not have the normal window in it,
yeah.
And they put a sticker on there with the wrong address. If you were the conspiratorial type, you might say that this deviation from normal behavior indicated some kind of conspiracy.
Yeah, and if you were the conspiratorial type, then there's more evidence to support your theory.
But the prosecutor actually made the argument that he didn't need to be present in order to get a fair trial or something. Wasn't that the argument that was made?
I don't know about that detail. When Ademo gets out, we can probably ask him about that. We'll have him on the show, of course, when we get the chance. But the other important fact is that when Ademo pointed this out to the court, in a motion saying, whoa, I'd like to have my trial. I didn't get notice of this. How was I supposed to know if I didn't know? Can we just go ahead and schedule the trial? Let's go ahead and reschedule that date, please. And he wrote that to two courthouses. One, to the Superior Court, wherein he should have had a jury trial, two, to the district court, which had sent it over to the Superior Court. So he, you know, covered his bases. He sent this to both of them, because what happens is if you don't go to the trial at Superior Court, if you don't go to the court date, they do what they call a remand. So they remand it back. They send it back to the district court for the original sentence to be imposed. So he'd been sentenced to, you know, 60 days in jail or 90 days in jail or whatever. 60 is ended up what he did. So you do 90. If you're good behavior, you do 60 of the 90. And so this was the sentence from the district court that was being imposed. That's what was supposed to happen at that point, because they thought he didn't come to the trial that he didn't know about. And both judges denied his motion. So even in the face of the evidence that he provided to them that was in their own court file, that he showed them, he made and made a copy of the evidence. That way they didn't have to go to the court file, which they're supposed to have in front of them when they look at it.
Sure.
But the district court obviously wouldn't have that because it came from the Superior Court. So he copied it, sent that information over there to them. Hey, look, your clerk in the Superior Court made a mistake. I would like my jury trial. Objection. Motion to reset this trial date. Denied. He went to district court and made the motion orally in court and pointed this out. Denied. And they took him away for chalking.
Put him in jail. Yeah.
So today we had Chalk the Police Day. And if you go to copblock.org, you can see Chalk the Police info. There's an article there that I know of from Free Keen or from Keen, where Kate is a blogger both at copblock and freekeen.com. And I put one up at freekeen.com as well with video and a photo. And Kate's got some more pictures in her article. But we had the best Chalk the Police Day you could possibly have.
How's that?
So it's obviously fun to go to a public place and chalk messages that are freedom oriented just on its own.
Doesn't sound like fun to me.
Well, you are just a poo because it is fun. And that's why kids chalk, because it's fun. So I bet if Jackson were there, he totally would have joined in.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah. He'd have done some chalking with you.
He knows fun when he sees it. Anyway, so lots of fun to do just the chalking. It would have been fun had that been the only thing that happened. But it was made extra fun by the head of the Parks and Rec Department pulling up in a van, a city van, and pulling up in the left lane of the roundabout. Here in Keene, New Hampshire, there's a roundabout right in the center of town. It's the main, intersection in town. This is the hub of the spoke of the wheel that is Keene.
Yeah.
Lots of traffic goes through here. And it's a crazy, stupid roundabout that has it actually has a traffic light. Roundabouts aren't supposed to have traffic lights, but this one does. And, it kind of makes sense as why it has a traffic light, but still, it's weird. And so at the traffic light, as you're going around the roundabout.
Yeah, I wish it was a traffic light. It's actually like 9 traffic lights all going out at the same time.
So at the traffic light, there's a left turn lane that allows you to kind of keep going around the roundabout.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this guy blocks the lane. He decides that what's happening in the park is so urgent that he can't be bothered to find a parking space, many of which were available at this time of the afternoon, by the way. A quick gander at the side of the road would have easily revealed that it would not have been hard for him to putter around the circle, half a circle, and then go park. So he decides to just park right in the left turn lane. And gets out of his van and comes over and starts to harass the activists. And at this time, I had already gone over. We were running out of space in the park. So I had went over in front of City Hall and had started chalking in front of City Hall as well. So I noticed this from across the way when I finished chalking. I came back over to see what was going on. And sure enough, he was doing what I thought he was. And, making threats saying, well, you can't do this and da-da-da-da-da. And I said, well, wait a minute. Freedom of speech, hello. Well, this is defacing the park. And, well, no, it's chalk. It's going to wash off. Of course, it's overcast. The park's already wet. It's not really going to be very long before it's gone from natural causes. And, this guy had cameras in his face, and he's dealing with the activists.
Yeah.
So there's a real icing on this cake, because obviously we didn't stop. He was, he was telling me to stop, and I just kept chalking there in the park.
No, I'm interested in how you're hassling
855. No, he was hassling us. 855-450-FREE. Free talk line. Welcome.
Hello?
Hi, is this Steve Bostick, president of Right Size Smoothies?
Yes, are you calling about the free 2-week trial?
Well, so I already got the free trial. In fact, I've lost a ton of weight with your smoothies.
Wow, that's great news.
But now I have a problem I never thought I'd have. I can't stop losing weight, but I don't want to stop drinking your smoothies. I love them.
Well, here's one thing you can do. Only drink one smoothie a day. That way you won't cut as many calories. And if you ever need to lose weight again, you can always drink more smoothies.
With delicious right-size smoothies, you'll love losing weight. So to get you started, we're offering anyone who calls today a free 2-week trial of our powerful weight loss smoothies. You can even get free shipping. Call 1-800-398-9336. Try right-size smoothies free for 2 full weeks. And we'll also send you our best-selling blender bottle absolutely free. Call 1-800-398-9336. Ask how you can even get free shipping. That's 1-800-398-9336. 1-800-398-9336.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have on the website. We do give them away to you, and you may enjoy features including our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video to show they are listeners of this program. Just head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. Now, by validated, I mean that in the picture it proves
that you're a listener of the show. So somebody had a question, I think it was on Twitter or Facebook, I forget which, but on one of our social media sites, they had a question about the Hall of Shame on the Shrine of Female Listeners. And as I replied back, well, if you read the page, it'll explain to you what the Hall of Shame is. But he wanted an answer, so I'm going to give it on the air. The Hall of Shame is the scammers. The Hall of Shame is basically what happened, you know, the people that sent in photos of someone who's not them and claiming it was them. And in some cases, you know, they even took the time to fake a sign. So the common validation method is to have the lady in the shrine, or the lady who wants to be on the shrine, to hold up some sort of signage in the photo to prove that she is actually a Free Talk Live listener. Now, this is a pretty decent way of validating, but, you know, it is possible to still run a scam because there are a lot of websites out there that have this kind of method of checking on somebody. So it's not hard to find pictures of women with signs and then blank the sign out and then write your own message on top. Try to sneak it past those of us here that examine these things.
People with time.
Yeah. So we figured out who some of these scam artists are, and we don't know who the original people that are doing the scamming, but we know they're not the woman in the picture. And so we posted those as the Hall of Shame at shrine.freetalklive.com. You can see that there. And if you're a lady listener, get details on how to be on the shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com. And thanks, by the way, to SACL CAI.
Yeah, SACL CAI brings us our phone lines, and they have sponsored Free Talk Live for a very long time, and we do appreciate Jason Osborne, one of the principals over there at SACL CAI. He's a big supporter of Liberty and consequently a big supporter of Free Talk Live. So if you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, it's become too vexing for you, try SACL CAI. They'll treat your customers with respect. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page, SACL CAI.
So I was regaling you with my story about what happened with Chalk the Police Day. It's a national event put on by copblock.org with the intention of getting folks out to chalk messages of peace and holding the police accountable and things like that. Not necessarily to be anti-police, but to, you know, attempt to hold them accountable and that sort of thing, which is really what CopBlock is all about, is about encouraging people to stand up and, you know, hit that record button when the police are around and make sure they behave themselves at the very least. So you can go to copblock.org to learn more about that. And so today was the best Chalk the Police ever. So as I was telling you, we're in the park, Central Square, Keene, New Hampshire, right downtown. This is, you know, a very high traffic area for Keene. And we're chalking. Bureaucrat pulls up. Head of the Parks and Rec Department, who has been known to harass activists in the past at other events taking place in parks. He pulls up, starts to bitch at the activists for chalking, claims you can't do that, you don't have permission, you need to get a permission slip.
Get permission to write anti-police slogans on the town square.
And of course, all of us are just ignoring him. We go along chalking. I mean, not ignoring. Some engaged him and asked him questions and got him on video camera. He attempted to, apparently, to cover up his name badge as well, but I know who he is, and he knows who I am as well. So it's a small town here in Keene. And so he's been there now for a solid 5 minutes, parked in the left-hand lane of traffic around a very high traffic circle with open parking nearby. So somebody even brings this up to him, and his answer was something ridiculous like, well, I had to, it was urgent, or something like that.
Is it still urgent?
It literally would have taken him 15 more seconds to go and park. And then maybe another 30 seconds to cross the street to get over there. We would not have been able to put down that much more chalk. The park was coated in chalk by the time he showed up. And we had chalk on the ground. There was even a chalk on the war statue, the war memorial statue which really upsets some people. But
I'm sure it did.
It's pretty amusing. And chalking on the tops of the trash cans, the black trash cans that they have in the park.
So interestingly, the war memorial isn't for anyone who's living. This is a Civil War memorial.
That's right. It's the Union soldiers.
So
it's one of the most offensive things.
And I think that's, you know, I do think it's offensive to laud one side of the nation over the other.
Mm.
I mean, this isn't a Civil War soldier memorial. This is a Union soldier memorial.
It's the same statue you see if you go to freekeen.com. You look at the top of the page in that photo. It's that statue. The base of it was chalked with a peace sign. And so, like, that was all entertaining. Of course, the bureaucrat getting all out of shape over it and acting ridiculous was entertaining. But the best part, the best, that like, the icing on this cake was the bureaucrat tells us he's called the police. Oh, no, don't call the police on us. And, of course, well, we all stayed and waited around for the police to show up.
They're like, we don't want anything to do with this.
The cops show up several minutes later. By this time, we were all out in front of the city hall chalking there because we'd run out of spaces to chalk in the park. And so we're chalking in front of city hall. We see the cops show up. They talk to the head bureaucrat, and the cops walk in the other direction. And so we all just think that's pretty funny. And then the cops go into the park, and they start walking through the park. And Garrett Ian is there, who's one of the bloggers at freeconcord.org. Garrett's there, and it looked like they were going to talk to him, but they didn't. They walked by him. Garrett starts following them with his video camera. We start walking in that direction, and we meet the police on the street. And that's when I proceeded to tell them, as did the other activists, about Chalk the Police Day and invited them to take part in Chalk the Police Day. And Officer Peter Bowers, to his credit, and this earned him a lot of cool points in my book, he asked for a yellow piece of chalk and proceeded to chalk a smiley face on the sidewalk and wished us a good day, shook my hand, and walked off.
That's pretty funny.
Could it possibly have gone better? I mean, you've got everybody chalking successfully. Nobody gets arrested. The out of shape, upset bureaucrat who's, you know, blathering about how you can't do that. And then the police show up and chalk.
So, you know, by the way, the thing I'd like to point out here is this is about freedom of speech and it's not about defacing public property. And here's the proof. The proof is if this was being done by a group of 6-year-olds, or even a group of adults who said, we love the Parks and Rec Department in Keene, God bless our troops,
yeah.
Or, you know, whatever sort of, phrases that might be uplifting to governments mm-hmm. around the world, that kind of thing, then they wouldn't have bothered you.
Oh, yeah, and there's proof of that, too, because the Parks and Rec manager, when he was complaining to the activists about what they were doing, conveniently ignored the 6-year-old girl who just so happened to be in the park that day. We didn't set this up. She was just there randomly with her dad. And, of course, when I was, getting low on one of my pieces of chalk, I went over there and offered it to her. So she had done her own chalking in the park on that day, and the bureaucrat had nothing to say to her. He conveniently ignored her, which made it, pretty crystal clear that he was targeting us because of who we are and the message and not the actual action of chalking. 855-450-FREE. You can see the video. We've got the video of the cop actually chalking at freekeen.com and some pictures and such. 855-450-FREE. Coming up, we got spanking. It's Free Talk Live.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95. Or the Water Bob emergency 100-gallon fresh water system, only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home. And Bridgeford Foods, tasty, ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where you'll find lots of features, and we give them away to you. So once again, go to freetalklive.com. You can interact with the bulletin board system, which actually allows you to chat with other, or to post messages, rather, with other Free Talk Live listeners over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. So once again, head on over there, get interactive, and enjoy. It's all completely free. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. You know, I was just talking about the Chalk the Police Day, which was a huge success here in Keene, as we actually had a police officer in uniform join us and chalked a smiley face on the pavement. And the dude deserves major credit. Like, I don't know if he's going to get reamed out by the police chief for doing this.
Can't imagine.
But
I don't think it's against the law to chalk a sidewalk in Keene, New Hampshire.
Well, clearly it's not. The cop did it with us.
Well, the cops don't know all the laws.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, they were chatting for a while with the Parks and Rec Department guy, and I'm sure if they could figure something out, like, they can always call the attorney and, you know, well, all right, these guys are doing over here, we're going to find something to arrest him with. They can you can usually find something. But no, he went the other direction and actually joined us in the chalking, which almost seemed to be like an FU to the Parks and Rec guy. I don't know if that was what it was.
You never know what the sort of petty politics.
Right. Not all the bureaucrats like each other.
No.
That's for sure. But I don't know. I'm not going to go that far and say I knew what it was, but I know that he did the right thing and actually was really cool about it. And I just thought that was awesome. Anyway, the reason why it was so successful in Keene was because, well, we've got a bunch of activists here. Now, I'm not saying it didn't happen elsewhere. I haven't seen those articles yet at copblock.org. But it was a nationwide event where people were supposed to be talking about police corruption and, you know, holding them accountable. But it helps to get people together in the same area, people who are interested in doing activism. And not just, you know, outside the system or outreach activism, but also inside the system. Mark, you did some inside the system stuff this weekend. I don't know if you've talked about it over the weekend.
Just briefly, I went to the state delegation to vote on the Republican, I don't know, rules.
The fun factor,
the platform.
Not really there in comparison to chalking, but it's still important. And what you did was, you know, you went.
I would consider I would have a very difficult time doing the chalking. It does not set in my personality very well. However, going to
Jackson was there, you would do it with him.
Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm.
But going to this event, I must say, I understand why people call it serving the public, because that's. I certainly wasn't doing it for giggles, you know?
Going to conventions for political parties is atrocious. By the way, Julia is joining us here. She
yes.
had to take
Hello.
Someone to the airport. Good evening. So welcome back. I've been to one of these things before, not the Republican Party, but I went to a Libertarian one back in the day, and it was excruciating. They do these platform modifications where somebody will suggest, I propose we modify plank number 13, section A2, with the word and after the third, or with a comma.
There's only a couple of those out of the there were 19 amendments, I believe, to the platform.
And then somebody amends the amendment, and then the amendment to the amendment is voted on, and then if that succeeds, then that goes through. But if it doesn't, you go back to the original amendment, and it is just the most boring possible. I mean, it's just the absolute worst of politics.
Would you consider chalking to be a really good time?
I had a blast today. It was it was fun to chalk. Plus, when the bureaucrat came out and started threatening us, and then the cops came out and actually chalked with us, like it couldn't have been a better day for chalking.
Now, was it a fun day because you got to spend it with your friends, or is it just so much fun? Like, would you have
chalking
had a ton
fun
of fun
with friends? Chalking is more fun with friends. It's not as fun alone.
Okay.
So. So the friends were definitely an important factor. And we've got them here. You've got plenty of friends here in New Hampshire that love the ideas of liberty. You just don't know they're your friends yet. They're waiting for you. Go to freestateproject.org. If you love the ideas of freedom and you want to get active, this is the place to come. Now, you don't already have to be an activist. There are a bunch of people that come here. They've never done activism before, but they're excited by what's happening here. They know that what's happening here is making a difference. We've got actual political success under our belt already, and we'll see how much more happens this year with the elections imminent. So go to freestateproject.org and then find out, you know, once you get here, if you don't know what's interesting to you as far as activism is concerned, get your feet wet and try it all out and see what you think. Freestateproject.org. So I said we were going to talk about spanking, and I've got a bizarre story out of the school system. And it is about a teenage girl who apparently decided she wanted to be spanked. But then after the fact, mom got upset and there's some concern about who spanked her.
Was it a male?
Yes.
Rather than getting a punishment of another sort, she decided to take the short-term painful punishment over the long-term boring punishment.
According to voiceofamarillo.com.
And how old is this girl?
15 years old.
Okay.
When 15-year-old Taylor Santos, a sophomore at Springtown High School in Texas, was called in to be disciplined for allegedly letting another student copy her work, she was punished by having a 2-day suspension. In a bizarre request, after the first day of suspension, Taylor asked if she could be paddled instead of missing another day of school. And I have to agree, that is bizarre.
No, it stinks. In-school suspension is torture.
It doesn't say it was in school.
I thought it was.
It just says she was suspended.
She feels like she wants to be in school. That's where she's, you know, she wants to get her education, whatever.
If it were out of school, would that change how you feel about it?
What do you mean?
I mean, I could find
things to do on a day that I was suspended from school.
Out of school, yeah.
I couldn't find things to do in school suspension. I think you basically got schoolwork, sort of studying things to do. Actually, I would sit there and read the book. I'd be fine with that. But it would get boring after a while, that's for sure.
But if you're somebody whose parents might be mad that you got a suspension, maybe she thought that the spanking her parents wouldn't find out about? Because if you're suspended, they're going to know. They're going to call them in your home, so that's a problem.
Yeah, I think her parents already knew. It had been a day that she'd gone through. But I see what you mean. If it had been in-school suspension, maybe the parents wouldn't have known. Did they call on that?
I think they call on that.
Did you ever have one?
I think it's... Sure, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they definitely
know. I've never
been
suspended. I was never suspended.
I had Saturday school once, but I didn't have an in-school suspension.
Yeah, I mean, they want to call your parents and tell on you for sure. But would a teacher be willing to call your parents and say, I spanked your daughter?
I doubt it.
Right, so maybe that was her idea.
So the story gets weirder, however. Taylor's mother, Anna Jorgensen, is now furious because a male vice principal spanked her daughter, although there was a female present during the punishment. School policy says that females have to spank females, and the same goes for males.
Now, I'm shocked that there's a policy that says that females, anybody has to spank anybody. That seems really strange.
It's it seems like a policy they would have today, but I remember when I was in school, and they still did spanking when I was in elementary school. There was no, I don't believe there was anything like that.
Yeah, I'm curious, why is it okay to paddle high school students, spank high school students, and not to spank, say, college students? Now, obviously, fraternities being left out of this, that's a very voluntary thing. But, I mean, if you, there would be, as I understand it, no option to be spanked at a college where you would pay to go, as opposed to a public school where you're essentially forced to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting that you're forced to go to school, and then at the school they will beat you as a punishment. Now, generally, it's not done, especially in high schools, but sometimes they will, you know, sometimes it will be, you know, there'll be options. It will be within the options.
I can't imagine that really teaching anybody a lesson beyond elementary school age.
If it worked,
yeah,
as a punishment, why don't they let inmates do it? Why don't they give you the option if, you know, say rather than paying a speeding ticket for $250 to face the lash on the town square? Or, I mean, you know, why not, for instead of a year in jail for a thief, why not a whip? I just don't understand. If this is an effective punishment, then why don't they do it on other scales? I mean, it just doesn't make sense here to me.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Maybe you've got some thoughts on in regards to Mark's question, or you'd like to tell your spanking-related story. 1-855-450-3733. We can also talk about spanking in general as to whether or not it's effective. I think, Mark, you have some information on that. 855-450-3733. And we'll continue the story. You haven't gotten through the rest of it here. What happened to this?
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-923-1929. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on. Because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-923-1929. That's 1-800-923-1929.
Wild rocker Russ Ames unleashes his brand new album, Rock Dog Revolution. 14 mega tracks from the sharp edge blade to the toughest nails, new world.
New world where we are. Love my
Rock Dog Revolution also includes a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams. Revolution by Russ Ames. Out now on iTunes. CDs available from CDBaby.com. It's time to set your dog free and get your copy now.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. Toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site there completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com. In fact, if you like this show and you'd like to help support Free Talk Live, there's something you can do that's fairly urgent. You can contact your local talk radio station that aired the Michael Savage show. If you know that stuff, I mean, if you don't know, you can always look at your talk station's websites and see if he's still listed there. Most stations that did carry him have not updated their website with the change yet. But Michael Savage was removed from syndication as of Friday night due to a court battle. I am no fan of Michael Savage. I think that essentially Free Talk Live is almost the antithesis of his show. But he's gone, and I'm grateful.
I don't know that he's gone. He
could come back, I mean, I suppose. But
as I understand, he has the contract itself is entirely void, so he has no non-compete at this point.
That's what I read today, yeah. So maybe he will pop up at the end of next week. I don't know.
He was the third most popular talk show in the nation.
It doesn't matter to me, though, yeah. Mark. And besides, I think that anybody who picks up Savage is crazy. Any syndicate that picks him up is out of their effing mind, because Michael Savage is the most offensive talk show in America. I mean, generally,
I think that's a true statement. That's not just you making an opinion, because I do the sales here, and we get a lot of insertion orders from agencies.
Right.
And those agencies will write on the insertion order different things, like not to be included in controversial programming. And I don't know what that means. Doesn't mean anything. It's a cover your butt statement. Mm-hmm. Because all programming is controversial.
Good programming is controversial.
Any programming is controversial. If you are talking about sports, somebody doesn't like sports. If you're talking about the weather, somebody wants to talk about something else. So, I mean, everything's controversial. But, yes, talk radio does manage to often, you know, make a name for itself in controversy. But when they do name shows, specifically, the most named show is Michael Savage. The second most named show is one that's not even on the radio anymore, which is Howard Stern, which I would say, if it was still on the radio, might be very well be the most controversial program. Maybe it's just because of its time slot and that kind of thing. But Michael Savage, at this point, I think, has that title.
So what is it that you can do for Free Talk Live? Well, you can ascertain whether or not local talk radio station aired Michael Savage, and if so, give him a call and tell him that you'd really like to hear Free Talk Live instead. Because he's gone, and station program directors are right now, trying to figure out what to do. Because basically, they had zero notice. Like, they literally came in the morning on Friday and were told, by the way, you don't have a night show.
And so Free Talk Live is there.
It's in that time slot.
Yep, we were his competitor, and obviously there are going to be other shows that are going to be pitching these stations. They're already calling. That's what I was doing today. I was calling radio stations to attempt to pitch Free Talk Live to them. But it also helps if you call as well or send a nice email. Some station program directors have updated their Facebook pages and such with requests. So, like, hey, what should we put on? That's a perfect opening to write them back and say, hey, you know, I like your station for this and this, if you actually listen to it. And tell them what you'd like to hear. If you are not a listener of the station, be honest. Tell them, hey, I don't listen to your station, but I would if you put Free Talk Live on. And you can go to localfact.freetalklive.com, localfaq.freetalklive.com to get some calling tips on how to contact your local station, and that would be really appreciated. And again, it is fairly urgent. These guys are looking to make a move as soon as possible. So, back to the story here. We were talking about spanking, specifically in the scene of the school system. This is actually a high school where a teenage girl, age 15, was sentenced to 2 days suspension. Now, it's not made clear that it was in-school suspension here. She decided that she would rather than deal with the suspension, she'd rather have it over with and deal with a spanking. And so she opted in to being spanked.
I wonder if she, because I saw her picture and she's kind of a cute blonde chick. Mm-hmm. I wonder if she was trying to be like, sexy, you know, to the, like, maybe the principal, like, hey, why don't you spank me instead, well, naughty boy?
But she went through with it. I mean, it wasn't like,
I know, but, well, I'd rather be spanked than in school than suspended.
Would you?
Well,
dude, if you spanked me right now,
you'd rather have welts on you?
I think I could take...
Oh, I'd rather take the...
Because that was a claim here. She had welts on her.
If I wanted to be in school, and I... If it's something I... If you're holding me back from my life, mm-hmm. I would rather have whatever the physical punishment is in the short term. Give me whatever it is in the short term, I'll take it. But my problem here is the idea that this is an acceptable punishment for an adult. This is a 15-year-old, and throughout human history, and frankly around most of the world, this is the age of birthing. I mean, this is a woman by any standard. You called her a girl, you called her a chick, this is a woman, and the idea that you are going to beat, I don't know what other term you're going to use for this. This isn't a loving parent.
You're going to beat some sense into her.
This is not a loving parent taking a hand smack to the behind of a 3-year-old. If that's...
Well, the principal might have loved it. I don't know.
I have no idea.
Thinking.
Whatever the claim is, whatever. This is corporal punishment. And it makes no sense to me. All the studies that have to do with, spanking related to traumatic events and that kind of thing. And the person who's administering the punishment here has no love for the individual. They are simply a government bureaucrat meeting out a punishment,
yeah.
And that makes no sense to me.
Right, everybody here is going through motions, right? So she's decided that she would rather have this punishment than the other punishment, so it's a very, kind of logical choice for her.
Yeah.
She's decided on it, and then the bureaucrat's just administering it, as you're saying. So nobody really has... It's weird.
Right,
it's a weird story.
There's no victim to this story either, by the way.
She did consent to it, yeah.
Well, no, I'm saying the victim of the crime. Whatever the crime is her allowing a student to cheat on her test.
Right.
So the victim is a willing victim, if there is such a thing as a victim. I tend to think that
the victim's the system, Mark.
A good talking to would probably have solved this problem. I don't know what the young lady's name is. They probably don't give her...
Taylor Santos, which is another weird part about this story, is a lot of times with, stories involving teenagers and getting in trouble, they're typically names are withheld. But I guess that's generally when it's criminal charges and not in this case. So not only do you get her name, but you also get her picture.
So, Taylor, the reason that we don't participate in this kind of behavior is because, school is for learning. If you allow this person to copy off of your test, we're not going to properly be able to ascertain what level they've learned at. I don't think that schools, as they exist today, or even the best environments for learning. I think that this is just an entire mess, and it only perpetuates itself. And here, it's obvious that it's perpetuating itself with violence. So this doesn't even, to me, this isn't spanking.
Because spanking is unwanted. I mean, spanking is forced on somebody.
If you're going to advocate for spanking, the only advocations I've ever heard for spanking that made any sense to me at all were for a parent with a child that's below the age of being able to communicate.
Usually the child doesn't want to be spanked.
Sure.
Well, that's what I was saying. With elementary school kids, they're more afraid of pain and things like that.
Yeah.
I don't want to be spanked, but I'm pretty sure I could take it. You know, it'd be like, okay, that hurts a little, but whatever, I'll get over it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I see what you're saying.
I just don't see that as an effective punishment.
I've had welts before from, like, paintball. Not fun.
I'd rather have a spanking than get suspended.
What if this caused, I don't know, a blood clot? I mean, this is nuts.
Oh, I don't think it's appropriate at all.
I understand. I agree with you, Julie. This is absolute insanity that anybody in this room would have participated in this. I mean, except for the girl, this makes perfectly good sense. This is a bad punishment because she opted for it.
Anna Jorgensen is her mom. She is furious because a male vice principal spanked her daughter, though
this
there was a female
This doesn't make any sense
present.
Either. She sounds to me like she's just looking for the in to... Because there's all kinds of people out there that'll go for the lawsuit, right? And there's this rule here that males should spank males and females should spank females. I don't think that particularly matters.
I agree. I guess it has something to do with sexuality, but it ignores the fact that the vice principal could have been... The female vice principal could be a lesbian. So, I mean, isn't that the reason for the rule? Like, it's somehow inappropriate for a male to spank a female, but it's somehow okay for
I think that
to do it
most
of sex?
Parents would not be comfortable with a middle-aged man touching their daughter's butt.
Probably
like, it's
true.
Just the way people are. I mean, if you grab
they
your butt...
They probably had a paddle, though. It was probably
oh,
not...
Oh, I'm certain it was done with a paddle.
But that's sexual for some people, too.
Yeah, but...
Some people are into that.
Some people
why
are
is
into
it okay
looking at people
for
in shoes.
But why would it be okay for a female?
I don't think any of it's okay. I just think...
It's the same thing with the TSA pat-downs. It's like, oh, well, it has to be a female who pats down a female versus a man. Well, how do you know it's not some lesbian who's getting off on that? Isn't that what the issue is? Is that you're worried that the person's getting their jollies?
With the TSA, you can, you know, for instance, maybe you don't want somebody of the opposite sex administering the situation. But here, Taylor opted into it. So what's she care?
855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Mom says that her daughter's posterior is covered in welts and bruises and is now going to the school board to file a formal complaint because proper protocol was not followed. The school responded by saying that it may just do away with corporal punishment.
It ought to.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. There's more coming up here. Your thoughts on spanking, welcome, or bring up anything that you like. Hour 2 is next. Take control. Free Talk Live.
Are you a liberty activist or enthusiast looking to meet others like you? Do you want to advance capitalism, peace, and freedom, but aren't sure how? I'm Amanda Mill, Executive Director of Liberty on the Rocks, encouraging supporters of a free society to host Happy Hour. Activism and education doesn't need to be boring, and you can find free market friends. So start a Liberty on the Rocks network near you and begin connecting and informing libertarian thinkers over drinks. Visit www.libertyontherocks.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.